Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H time. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day, great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
France, 1-for-4 in his career against Hader with a couple of walks and a couple of strikeouts. That one popped high in the air. Should be the ball game. Christian Walker in foul territory will put it away. And the Astros start the road season 1-0, scoring 5 unanswered runs to win it 5-2. Plummer, that's more like it as they finally broke through the 3-run threshold.
Yeah, they have a tendency to play well on the road, and they finally got that offense going.
All right, here we go. That was yesterday. That was kind of just a cookie-cutter, paint-by-numbers type of win for the Astros. Fell behind early. Hunter Brown straightened it out. Got a couple home runs. Got a couple timely hits. And the bullpen came in, didn't give up anything over 3 innings, all 3. I would say Brian King is early on here, kind of embedding himself as that third guy in the bullpen behind Abreu and Hader. That was nice yesterday. That was a nice afternoon of baseball. A whole lot nicer than the day before. So we welcome you in on a Friday. I'm Sean Pendergast. He's Seth Payne.
It's like any other normal win that you see the Astros get, where Yordan doesn't get a hit and Jose Altuve strikes out 5 times.
That's what good teams do. They overcome the poor performance of their superstar players.
I'll tell you what, man. It was a good win yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to harp on negatives or anything, but my God, it's the angriest I've been in a while when the Twins fans behind home plate were standing, cheering on, hoping for a Jose Altuve 5th strikeout. I wanted to go fight every single one of them.
Yeah, man. I told you, these are the people that cheered when I was sitting in the outfield at that very stadium last year in July.
Yeah.
It was significantly warmer than it was yesterday. And we couldn't tell from our vantage point out in the left field bleachers exactly where a pitch hit Jose Altuve. It was in the face, if it was in the hand. We just knew it was somewhere in his upper extremities above the neck. And those people cheered like the animals that used to be at the gladiator shows back in the day. You know, like just cheer, like bloodlust for Jose Altuve is what that was. Yeah.
That's what they called it in ancient Rome, the gladiator show.
Yeah.
You know, taking the gladiator show today.
Hey, would you like to go? I hear it's on pay-per-view, the gladiator show. Yes. It's funny you bring up Jose Altuve because I thought about that this morning. Am I more excited about the win? Because it's nice. You get your first road win. They needed that one after getting swept by the Giants. And it was really good to see Hunter Brown pitch the way he did after the first inning. He was lights out after the first inning. But am I more excited about the win or more distraught over Jose Altuve striking out 5 times in a game?
Okay, you got to remember, too, that this goes back to last season where Jose Altuve had by far the most strikeouts he's ever had in a season.
Yeah.
He had 119 strikeouts last year. I think his high before that was 91 back in 2021. So it's not like this. This isn't so easily dismissed as, hey, it's early, guys. 162 games in the season. All right? Same people that were saying, hey, don't be freaking out about Jose Abreu. He's a notoriously slow starter. All right? Yeah. I don't know why you guys are acting like Jose Abreu being one of the worst baseball players in baseball is so awful. I mean, the flip side of it is that Altuve is still batting 321.
Yeah.
It's not like he's been bad or anything. He's just striking out. So we got to get this under control. Now, Christian Walker showing up huge in delivering on some of the hard contact that he's had already this season.
That was good.
That was nice to see. It's nice to see that, you know, Espada and Christian Walker himself said that maybe he was pressing a little too hard trying to fit in on a new team. He's made some tweaks to his stance and his approach and everything.
Yeah.
But he'd been hitting the hell out of the ball.
Yeah.
He'd been treating that ball like an abused animal. And he'd had some bad luck. So it showed up in the form of home runs yesterday.
Well, and it came at a good time. You know, there was a here we go again element to the early part of that game when Hunter gives up the two runs in the first inning. And that Walker, and then, you know, in the top of that inning, the top of the order goes out meekly, 1-2-3. They got strike. Ryan strikes out the side in the top of the first. Then they give up two in the bottom of the first. Hunter Brown does. And you're like, well, here we go again. And Christian Walker's home run kind of was a bit of a jolt early on there. Here's what it sounded like.
This ball hit high in the air, well to left field, all the way back, and that one's gone. Christian Walker, his first Astros home run, goes into the second deck of Target Field.
Yeah, he smoked that, and then Pena hits a home run the very next at-bat. You had that bat a first inning, but those two guys come up big and go back-to-back, and now you're even again. It's a brand-new game early on, and then from there, Hunter Brown kind of took that momentum from the top of that inning and applied it for the rest of the game. He was great after that. He was tremendous over his last five innings of work.
There was. I had a moment there early in the game where I was like, don't tweet, Seth. Don't tweet. It's a long game. It's a long game. Yep. It's a long game. Going to get potentially six innings out of Hunter Brown here.
He did.
And he did. He looked kind of almost upset that at the end of the sixth inning, I think he probably knew that he was done, but was, you know, like, wanted to keep going. He was at 90 pitches.
He's at 90 pitches,
No, I mean, it's totally appropriate to take him out, but it ends up being a good day for him. It's just a rough start.
Brendan Rodgers, you know, he was basically Altuve, vintage Altuve, because he was playing second base yesterday, you know?
So
the Astros got what they've been used to getting out of second base all these many years. It was just in the form of Brendan Rodgers. He had an RBI single through a drawn-in infield to give the Astros the lead at 4-2, and then this was a nice insurance run right here.
That ball hit well to left field, sending Bader back. That ball's going to be off the wall. Rodgers is 3-for-3. Caratini's going to score. Rodgers into second, and the Astros lead 5-2. Third RBI for Brendan Rodgers.
It's one game, but if you get just average offensive play out of second base this year, because we know Altuve is going to play second base very rarely. I don't look at him as a second baseman, Altuve. He's the left fielder. The second base position is being stewarded by Brendan Rodgers and Mauricio Dubon probably for most of the time. If you get the occasional game like that out of Brendan Rodgers, that's a win, man.
Double out of Mauricio Dubon.
Dubon had a double yesterday.
He finally got a hit, and it was an extra base one.
Boy,
the extra base hits are starting to come.
Yes.
The Astros were the worst team in the league over the first several games in terms of number of extra base hits, but these last couple games, at least, they've started hitting with power.
Yeah, and none of it's been Altuve, Paredes, and Yordan at the top of the order either. You know, those guys are going to hit. They're gonna hit for power eventually. I like to think they will.
I think when it comes to some of the offensive woes so far, I mean, there are so many guys, including Yordan, that are tweaking things with their swings that Yordan's gonna be just fine.
Yeah,
Yordan's been through lulls before, and they usually don't last very long.
No,
so I'm good to go.
I'm still not worried about Yordan, and there's no solution. Like with Yordan, like he's been for his career, he's been one of the best hitters in baseball, and I'm not just talking like power and statistically. Like technically, he's typically had a very good eye. You know, like he's not an undisciplined hitter. He's a very disciplined hitter. That has not shown up early on this season. He struck out twice again yesterday.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I knew that Jose Altuve's, I'll put air quotes around this, accomplishment of striking out five times in a game had a name, and I knew it was a sombrero. The golden sombrero is striking out four times in a game. The golden sombrero. Do you know what the sombrero that you get for striking out five times in a game is? I just Googled it.
And before anybody freaks out, just so you know, Altuve has had a couple of four strikeout games before in his career. Yeah. So this isn't, it's not like anything that just has never happened until he's now an old man. No, he's had bad games in terms of strikeouts.
And I'll let you answer the sombrero question, but your point is very good that he did it in front of a hostile, disgusting crowd like that one is what makes it hurt. But go ahead.
Yeah. So let's see. A golden sombrero is four strikeouts?
Is four, yeah. Golden
a sombrero. Is a sombrero three strikeouts?
I don't have three in front of me here. So it's a golden.
So it's a golden sombrero. The logic, I think the first answer that you would win on Family Feud if people were asked that question, most respondents probably say a platinum sombrero.
It is a platinum sombrero. Yes, Seth, good job.
Thank you.
Do you have your bell?
Steve Harvey.
Do you have your, good job. A platinum sombrero is what people call five strikeouts in a game. Other terms you might also hear. I like this one better. The Olympic rings for five strikeouts is five circles.
I'd say, let me tell you, both of those things sound like some kind of an illicit act that you might pay for.
I feel like you would find a platinum sombrero.
You want a platinum sombrero? Maybe somehow, some Olympic rings?
Somehow, if we did a little journey over to Urban Dictionary, we would find a different definition.
Walking through Times Square, Rube with a heavy piece of straw sticking out of my mouth. Just got off the bus.
Oh, my God.
I only got $20 in my pocket. Sounds like a good deal for this platinum sombrero.
Yes. So Jose Altuve making history yesterday.
Flash forward to Seth crying in the shower on the floor.
After the platinum sombrero.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You can text the show, 713-572-4610. Of course, you can watch us on YouTube and Twitch. If you haven't gotten onto that train as well, we appreciate the YouTubers.
For those of you
the
watching,
They
just saw my breakfast of Greek yogurt with grapes in it and a plain bagel.
It's been in your mouth for half of the last segment. Well, you've done a nice job of eating during the first segment.
It keeps me from interrupting you. No, I just ate little bits of the bagel, and that gives me 30 seconds to chew.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah. What kind of bagel again?
Just a plain bagel.
I'm a plain bagel guy too. This is the show of the plain bagel. You know what? I hate the everything bagel. Who eats
that? Yeah, what is it about that? It's almost, it just seems like it should be awesome, but it feels like you're eating a pantry.
Well, there's two things about it that I don't like. One, it's got so much stuff on it that you're cleaning up after yourself after every bite. There's something falling off of it after each bite. The other thing is, one of the everything things that's on there has a very kind of rancid, garlicky taste to it.
That's what it is.
Yeah, and it just overrides everything else. It's like the obnoxious person in a room full of cool people.
They put oregano in it or something. It's some weird herb that doesn't go with breakfast.
Yes, it's like I'm at a bar, and I'm like, man, I'm really enjoying nine of these people, but this one a-hole over here is ruining the whole thing. He smells like garlic, this guy. Yeah,
you guys don't call me the everything bagel, do you?
No. You're not the everything bagel. Don't worry, you're not the everything bagel.
Thank God the everything bagel's gone.
I kind of like that.
Thank God Seth goes to bed early. I can only have so many everything bagels.
No. We talked about that when we were at the Super Bowl. Like, man, why doesn't Seth stay up later? It would be fun.
Did you guys? Is that what you were talking about while I was sleeping?
The whole time
getting
behind
ready
you.
To deliver a platinum sombrero of excellence in the morning show.
The comment was made a couple of times about how Seth would add to this room right now. Yeah. You are the best of the plain bagels, my friend.
I sacrifice for the people by going to bed early.
You are an early bed guy. Yep. All right. We are off and running here, man. This is fun. The Astros win yesterday. Rockets have OKC tonight. That'll be fun. We actually have a game. We have a basketball game tonight in town that we can, with a straight face, say, could this be a preview of the Western Conference Finals? How about that? So we'll talk about that a little bit later on in headlines. Texans news yesterday. This is interesting. because people are trying to connect the dots to the stadium situation. The Texans are seeking a new location for their headquarters and practice fields. This is actually the norm in the NFL. The Texans are one of the few teams that have all their headquarters and whatnot near the stadium. What does this mean? Are there dots to be connected with the stadium situation? We will discuss that coming up next.